Let's get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 8th, 2025. It's 11:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen, and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Patrick, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Patrick Manning, board chair.
Rep Warren, treasurer.
Stephanie Ness, Secretary.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from our July 28th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, I'll move to approve the July 28th board meeting. Or was it July?
Yeah, July
Yeah,
28th.
July 28th board meeting minutes.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Third quarter financials and then tentative budget. Shelby?
Okay. All right. Sorry. Okay, starting with the balance sheet as of 9:30, total assets for the district were about 77.5 million. About 43 million remained available in the capital projects fund. About 34.4 million is restricted to the district's various bonds, and then just under 80,000 in the general fund. Current accounts payable were about 22,000, and then we have a due to due from recorded between the general and debt service for the administrative carve out. Looking at the general fund budget to actual expenses through September were about 37,000. So some line items trending a little bit over and a little bit under. Based on current projections, we do anticipate that the district would be within the total 54,000 annual budget that was set at the beginning of the year. Moving to the debt service fund, a couple notes here. Revenues were about just under 6 million. So that includes property taxes, interest income that's earned on the fund sitting with UMB, and then just about under $4 million for the assessment revenues. That represents the kind of regular assessment billing that went out, does not factor in really any prepayments through September, though there have been several of those coming through since that date. So those will be reflected on year-end financials. And then on the expense side, about 3.2 million was paid on the property tax bonds back in March, and then 5,062,000 was paid on the assessment bonds, with the other 5 million paid on December 1st from capitalized interest. And then last page is the capital projects fund. Interest income is significantly exceeding the annual budget. We're generally fairly conservative, specifically in the capital projects fund for those interest estimates. So that's just additional funds that will be available for the capital infrastructure costs. And then just under 41.1 million was spent through September on those capital costs. So any questions, or do you want me to go into any further detail?
No, thank you.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay, if you guys don't have any questions, what I need then would be a motion to accept the third quarter financials as presented.
Make a motion to accept the third quarter financials as presented.
Thanks, Brett.
Second.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Shelby.
Hey. All right, so this is the tentative budget. So I'll kind of go through everything. And then, to the extent any of you have kind of questions or feedback, we can incorporate that into the final budget with the public hearing we have scheduled later this month. So, starting with the general fund, first and foremost, transfers in from other funds, 55,000. That represents what would be the 2026 administrative carve out from the property tax revenues. So, that's an amount that's set forth in the bond indenture. On the expenditure side for accounting, auditing, insurance, and legal, just did some kind of inflationary increases based off the 2025 estimates, and then had also dropped in a repayment of developer advances of about 30,000 for some funds that were previously advanced, and with kind of additional funds available here, the district could repay those amounts. So my recommendation here is to kind of continue to track that, and then Probably Q4 of next year, we can make the determination of what funds are available at that point and then execute a repayment. Next page is the debt service fund. Property tax revenues, 4,020,000. This represents 2025 property taxes that we present in 2026 for the year that those will be available and applied. Assessment revenues, 10.1 million. For this budget, we've just budgeted kind of the standard assessment billing that would go out. So this does not factor in prepayments. If you all have kind of lot sale projections, we can build in additional prepayments. Otherwise, we can always amend the 2026 budget to account for those. And then on the expense side, just under 16.3 million. Can we have a scheduled interest payment on those property tax bonds of 3.2 million? 10.1 million is the scheduled interest payment on the 2024 bonds. And then about 2.9 million. This is our current estimate of prepayments received in 2025 that would then go toward a mandatory redemption on those bonds next year. And then 14,000, these are the annual fees that are due to UMB as their role as the bond trustee. So a couple points I would make for the property tax bonds. Again, capitalized interest has been depleted. Current property taxes are projected to cover the interest payment in full. Be looking to add just under $1 million to that surplus fund from 25 to 2026. And then again, on the assessment bonds, capitalized interest will be depleted now in 2025. And then all of those will need to be paid from the current assessment billings moving forward. So then moving to the capital projects fund, first and foremost for 2025, Michael, we will need an amendment here just to kind of account for this transfer out that covered some of the administrative costs. But based on the activity through kind of the end of November, we're still kind of projecting to be within the original appropriation of 70,882,000. We'll take another look just to see what's been spent through the current date, make sure we don't need to adjust that for the final budget. And then in 2026, estimating small amount of interest income here and then showing all remaining funds to be spent next year. So, any questions or feedback, proposed changes from the board?
Not for me.
Do
Okay.
you, sorry, Mike,
No,
just
go ahead.
one question on the assessment revenues. Do you want us to work with your team and see what kind of lot sales are projected for next year to build in any additional prepayments?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Is it Jake? Is he the best?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Jake would be great.
I'll reach out to him and if we get that information, we can work that in for the final budget.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, Michael, back to you.
Okay. So, board, what I would need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget as presented and then to set the public hearing date on December 29th.
I'll make a motion to accept the proposed budget as presented. And set the meeting for December 29th.
Perfect. Thanks, Brett.
Nobody else wants to.
I second. Sorry, I couldn't get off mute.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That is everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
No, thanks everybody. Appreciate all your.
All right, so we have to have the meeting on the 29th. Make sure your schedules are good. So,
So let me make sure. I'm not 100% sure I can do the 29th now that I think about it. I'll be in Vienna and I'm not sure what exactly will be happening on the 29th. I should be able to. I'll look at this calendar, the schedule a little bit closer.
Okay.
Could we do it earlier than Michael?
Yeah, as long as it's 7 days, so we'll have time
But
between.
could we just
I
do
mean,
it
we.
next week? Would next week work, Patrick?
Yeah, next week's great.
All right, let's
That work?
look. Tell me a day. Monday would be out because we need to post. So Tuesday through Friday would work. Just give me a date.
What about Thursday? Actually, or Tuesday.
Tuesday would work. So we would have time between, I'm just going to give you mine, Shelby. We'll have to talk about yours, but we would have open between 9:30. Well, let's say 9. 9 to 11 would be open, and then from 11:30 through 3:30 would be open.
Should we just do 9? Does that work for you, staff, you, Patrick?
Yep.
Yeah, works fine for me.
All
Let's do
right, we'll do 9 on Tuesday the 16th. So, could I get a motion then to change our public hearing date to December 16th at 9. Shelby, does that work for you?
it doesn't, but I think that I can have Jason cover it.
Okay.
Sorry, Shelby.
No, that's okay.
The worst. I'll make a motion to change the date for the meeting to December 16th at 9 a.m.
Second.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. So, Shelby, we'll do two public hearings that date.
Yes.
Tentative, or both the amendment and the final. Okay. All right. We'll get that done. Okay. That's everything I have.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
Oh,
guys.
we need a motion to adjourn.
Oh, yeah.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks.
Thanks, Steph.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Good to see you guys. See you.